So, this is amazing, and this is ours. And the reason that I brought up my dad, and I'm trying not to like get emotional and teary-eyed again, is because I'm opening this. It's just odd. So I believed, like, I don't know how to explain this to you, but when my dad passed away, my whole life, everything, it went to shit. My dad was everything to me. And they say that, you know, I personally used to think, like, oh, my parents would never pass away, and if they did, it wouldn't be a big deal. And I was completely alone. And to be completely honest with you, I still feel very alone sometimes. But when my dad was around, I wasn't alone. And it is around his death date. And around his death date, instead of feeling sad, it's almost like he's like, hey, look what you've done. You've made a life for yourself, and you have all these beautiful, like, family members who look after you because I can't anymore. So, you know what I mean? Like, I have you guys. And I thank you for that, and it's just like, do you know what I mean? Like, you think of things, how they happen, on occurrence, and whether or not it's real, or it's just coincidence. To say is that, like, when my dad passed away, that was it, and my life went to shit. But after he died, I started doing YouTube, and I started, you know, doing what I loved, which was what helped me fall asleep at night after he passed, you know, ASMR, and I tried to pass that along like other people, and you guys gave me a voice. I'm just wiping all this on my jeans, I hope you can see it, but and basically, to make a long fucking story short, it's almost like he left you with me. He gave, or he made sure I wasn't alone by giving you to me, my family. So with that being said, this is our golden YouTube play button, and it's unreal. I never thought we would be here, but instead of, you know, I don't know, being alone and thinking about him all the time and, you know, worrying and missing him, I have you. I have you to think about all the time. You. And I don't know if I talk about it a lot, but my mother is very abusive. If you follow my Facebook, you'll know, like, I've tried my hardest with that woman all my life. I had to move out of her house because that's where I was filming. And I always said it was like a cruel joke, and I'm just being raw, that my dad died instead of her. That was like the joke. And I mean, if you knew how bad the abuse was, you would mental. But anyway, I just, you know, I've always just felt that God or something or some higher power took my dad away from me as a joke to me. I always said that. But then I thought about it, and, you know, here we are reaching and opening a box with something that says we've hit 1 million family members, and it turns out I'm not alone. And I have you guys anytime I need you. And I can, you know, you gave me this life, so thank you.